So much of excited. Welcome to The Last Kids Standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky on East Coast Radio. This is where we take the brightest grade four learners in KZN and we see which one of them can spell the best. Each day we'll have one winner and a weekly semi-finalist will go on to win the grand prize at the end. 5 weeks, dozens of contestants, but only one winner. Who will be The Last Kids Standing?
Woo, yeah. Let's meet today's contestants.
My name is Peyton Bennett and I'm hoping I can have a go at doing the spelling bee. Thank you, bye.
Hello, my name is Tandrita Kamala. I love to join East Coast Radio Spelling Bee. I'm in grade 4. I'm from Virginia Preparatory School and I'm very good at spelling. Thank you.
Hi, Darren, Kerry and Sky. My name is Adil and I want to take part in the ECR Spelling Bee. The opportunity to prove to KZN that I will be the last kid standing. So, are you smarter than this fourth grader? Bring it on.
The last kid standing with Darren, Kerry and Sky.
I love it. Peyton and Sardil and Tundelwetu are all standing by. Stay tuned for the first round of Last Kids Standing. To enter Last Kids Standing, by the way, you must be in a school in KZN. You must be a great speller. And to represent your school, your family, yourself, go to ecr.co.za right now.
All right, Darren, round one, the easy round, apparently.
Yeah.
So the difficulty of the words will increase after every round, and we're going in alphabetical order of the player's first name.
All right.
So Peyton is going first.
Peyton.
All right.
All right. Peyton, you're going first. You good with that, Peyton?
Yeah.
Oh, say morning, Peyton.
Morning, Peyton.
Okay, let's do this.
Morning.
Okay, Peyton, your word means to construct by putting parts of material together. Peyton, your word is build.
B-U-I-L-D.
That is correct.
Well done, Peyton.
Yay!
Darren, the next contestant you have is Sardil.
Sardil. Sardil, you ready?
Yeah.
Morning. Yeah. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
Your word is a tool with a rotating cutting tip used for making holes. Your word is drill.
D-R-I-L-L.
That is correct.
Yay!
Nice, Sardil.
This morning is Tundelwetu. Morning, Tundelwetu.
Hello, Tundelwetu.
Morning.
Morning, honey.
All right, your word is an object placed on your nose to improve sight. Your word is glasses.
G-L-A-S-S-E-E.
That is correct.
Oh! Round two, Darren.
Peyton and Sardil and Tundelwetu, you guys all made round one. Give them a big round of applause. Well done.
All right, Darren Moore, we go straight to round two.
We do.
Again, in the same order, it'll be Peyton first, Sardil second, Tundelwetu third, and now the words are a little bit harder.
A little bit harder, but I have a lot of confidence in these guys. All right, Peyton, you ready?
Yeah.
All right, your word is a strip of woven material used to bind up a wound or to protect an injured body or an injured part of the body. Peyton, your word is bandage.
B-U-B-A-N-E-A-G-E.
Sorry. Oh, it is the correct answer? Okay, you started off with B-U, and then you I thought you were spelling it by going B-U-B-A-N, but okay, you said B-A-N-D-A-G-E, bandage. All right, just check. Okay, Peyton, you got that one correct. Sardil.
Yeah.
All right, here's your word. It's a word that means when something, I beg your pardon, when something is not in its original form. Your word, Sardil, is broken.
B-R-O-K-E-N.
There it is.
Like it.
Oh, for our first time ever, we are sailing through this. Tundle where to? Are you ready?
Yes.
Your word is having a pattern of small squares. Your word is checked.
P-H-E-T-K.
That is incorrect. Oh, my love. You only gave me check, and I asked you for checked. So I needed an E and a D there. Thank you for playing Tundle Where To. I'm so sorry, my love. You were absolutely amazing. You were awesome. You were amazing. But it brings us down to Then There Were Two. Going into round three then is Peyton and Sadil. Sadil and Peyton are playing Last Kid Standing. To enter Last Kid Standing, you must be in school in KZN, be a great speller, to represent your school and your family and yourself. Go to ecr.co.za right now and register. This is the difficult round, and there is now a timer that's going to be introduced as well. This is the hard round, and you have only 10 seconds to answer your question in. Peyton and Sadil, it's down to two. We lost Tundle Way Two in the first round, so let's get starting alphabetically. Peyton, you're up first, are you ready?
Yes.
Peyton, your word means to ascertain the size of an object. Your word is measure.
10, 9,
M-P-A-S-U-R-E.
Good job, Peyton.
You are. That is correct. Well done, Peyton. Sadil, are you ready for your next word?
Yes.
This word means the science of practicing farming. Your word is agriculture.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
That is correct. Peyton.
Yes.
Your next word is a vessel with one wheel used to transport items on the building site. Your word is wheelbarrow.
W-H-E-E-L-B-A-R-R.
Time, Peyton. Time, Peyton.
And we just ran out of the 10 seconds there. It looks like you were well on your way to wheelbarrow, but it does mean that the last kid standing in the very first Last Kid Standing with Darren, Kerry, and Skye
is almost done, because as a spelling bee works, Sadil still needs to get his next word correct.
Correct.
Remember spelling bees.
It's been a while. It's been a while, guys.
So if Sadil gets this correct, he is our Last Kid Standing.
All right, Sadil, are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Your word is a tropical plant with an edible fruit. Your word is pineapple.
P-I-N-E-A-P-P-L-E.
Sadil did it! I'm sorry I almost prematurely called the winner there, but yes, guys, don't look now, but with our very first Last Kid Standing, which we're going to play again tomorrow, and then the next day, and then the next day, and for the next 5 weeks until we find the greatest speller. At this stage, I don't want to hedge my bets or anything, but I believe Sadil has all it takes to go all the way.
Easy.
He could go all the way.
He could.
Is the one. All right, Sadil, congratulations. We will speak to you again on Friday. Mm-hmm. You are a semi-finalist. Congratulations. Well done.
Well done, Sadil.
All right, so we'll see Sadil in the semi-finals on Friday, but we have a whole new day tomorrow. We need another semi-finalist to play tomorrow. And so to represent your school, go to ecr.co.za right now, and you too could win your share of 100,000 rand in prizes.
KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Kerry, and Skye.